Today is a WRAL weather alert day due to our air quality from the smoke from the fires in Canada. I'll explain what the yellow and orange means.
And we're not stopping there. WRAL continues team coverage of the air quality warning. We dig into the impacts of a code red alert and what this means for your health and your day-to-day routine.
Plus, a high school graduation ceremony is now the center of a crime scene. We have new developments from Virginia police on the shooting that left two dead and five others hurt.
Mobile sports betting is one step away from becoming a reality in North Carolina. We're looking ahead at what could happen next after the Senate casts its final vote today. So a lot happening as we get started here early, 4:30 on your Wednesday. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. Yesterday we saw the hazy sunshine. At this hour, we're seeing the hazy moon from our WRAL Skycam. Look at that. You can see, you know, the smoke kind of surrounding the moon there as the moon lights up the sky. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. Not a day to be outdoors today.
So the moon normally it would be nice and bright and white. And so you can definitely tell the difference there with that smoke. And boy, we really saw a lot of it yesterday. So things are a little bit different today. If you were watching yesterday evening, they put the Department of Air Quality put the northern part and the southwestern part of our viewing area under a code red. Now, we talked about code orange yesterday. That means that children, the elderly, and people with asthma or other respiratory issues should limit their time outside. And, of course, code red means everybody should limit their time outside. Doesn't mean you can't go outside, but you just don't want to go out and go for a long run or do some strenuous exercise outside today in the code red area. A code orange area, again, more of an issue for sensitive groups. We take a look at outside right now. Of course, it's dark, but once that sun comes up, we're going to see that smoky haze that we saw yesterday. Our current temperature is 62 degrees. And the smoky haze is not the only issue that we have with weather today. We have a cold front that's going to drop in over us. Our skies are mostly clear this morning, but you can see by the time we get to 9 or 10 o'clock, we may see a few isolated showers. By lunchtime, we're still seeing some of that rain lingering up near the Virginia line. But then as we head through the afternoon, that front gradually sinks southward, and slowly we'll see that line moving south. We may end up with some scattered thunderstorms during the evening. You see those yellow and red colors. So it is going to be a day with some rain. That will improve our air quality just a little bit. But I'll show you why it's likely to come back after that front moves through. We'll talk more about that coming up. Today's high temperatures will be a little cooler than yesterday in the low 80s because of the clouds and the rain that we'll see in the afternoon.
All right, Elizabeth, busy day ahead. Thank you. Our team coverage continues this morning. We look into the impacts of today's code red air quality alert. Elizabeth gave us a look a few moments ago at when and where we'll see the worst of this haze. And WRAL's Laura Levine joins us now with kind of a deeper dive into how this will affect you at home and your family throughout our day today. Laura.
Jeff, well, we will likely see less people here at Lake Johnson going for a walk or even going for a run. Many people taking their plans indoors today to avoid inhaling some of that smoke coming from the Canadian wildfires. Now, take a look at some of this video. You can really see here a hazy skyline of Raleigh from yesterday. You can expect to see worsening conditions throughout the day today. Wake, Durham, Orange, Lee, Chatham, Moore, Franklin, and Nash are several of the counties under the code red alert. As the haze thickens and air quality concerns grow, everyone is asked to limit their time outdoors today. For the elderly, children, and people with underlying breathing conditions, you're advised to stay indoors altogether. And if you do have to spend your day outdoors, like let's say for work, doctors say it's important to take several breaks and to watch for these symptoms.
So you want to be on the lookout for symptoms such as chest tightness, shortness of breath, or cough. And if you feel any of those symptoms, you're going to want to move your activities indoors.
And of course, this is something that we are going to be monitoring throughout the morning and throughout the day today. Laura Levine, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
And air quality alerts are in place again today for New York. Check out the thick orange haze that blanketed the city yesterday. You can barely make out the skyline. The smog was so bad that New York was ranked among the five worst cities in the world for air quality. And this is what Boston looked like over the past 24 hours. Tough to make out the high rises from a distance. It's not as bad as New York, but skies also very hazy there.
Breaking news overnight, gunshots rang out in two local apartments, and this morning police are looking for answers in both of those cases. In Clinton, investigators say a young person was hurt by glass when shots were fired. It happened along Eastover Terrace after 9 o'clock last night. The person who was hurt is expected to be okay.
In Chapel Hill, officers say a bullet damaged an apartment along Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Officers responded to the call around 9:30 last night. No one was hurt. Police do not think there is any ongoing threat.
We're expecting to learn more this morning from Virginia police about a school shooting outside high school graduation left two people dead and five others hurt. Officers plan to give an update on this senseless tragedy. Here's what we know so far. Investigators say a suspect fired several shots Tuesday as hundreds of people were at a graduation ceremony. It happened in Richmond. Police originally detained two people, but now say only one person is in custody. The victims include an 18-year-old student who graduated moments before that shooting and a 36-year-old man. Officers believe the suspect knew at least one of the victims.
Obviously, this should have been a safe space. The people should have felt safe at a graduation. Superintendent Cameras mentioned that. And it's just incredibly tragic that someone decided to bring a gun to this incident and rain terror on our community.
Investigators say the other five people who were shot range in age from 31 to 58. They say a 9-year-old girl was also hit by a car when people began running from those gunshots. Authorities say the child was taken to the hospital and treated for non-life-threatening injuries.
Today, federal investigators will finish their work at the site of the plane crash in Virginia. Investigators are trying to figure out how the plane lost pressure, likely causing the pilot to lose consciousness just minutes into the flight. The pilot and three passengers, including a mom and her 2-year-old daughter, all died. The National Transportation Safety Board expects to publish a report of its findings in 3 weeks.
This morning, investigators are piecing together what led to a 24-vehicle pileup on a major highway in Wilson County. Sky 5 flew over the scene on I-795 yesterday, just north of the Wayne County line. Just look at this damage here. No one was seriously hurt. And witnesses tell WRL smoke from a burning wheat field dropped visibility on that highway down to near zero. It took dozens of firefighters, state troopers, and other first responders from two counties to deal with the aftermath. And at this point, it's not clear if any charges will be filed.
That is incredible. Betting on sports from your phone is just one vote away from Governor Roy Cooper's desk. The state house is set to hold one final vote on the measure. The governor says he's in support of the bill. It would allow you to bet on professional and college sports through mobile apps and at 8 in-person locations. The state lottery commission will be in charge of it. At the earliest, betting would start in January.
A push to shift the balance of power in the UNC system will face its first big test today. A state house committee will debate a bill to put much of the university system's staff under the direct control of the UNC Board of Governors. That means the board would have the power to hire and fire instructional and research staff. The bill is likely to raise concerns from Democrats because the General Assembly chooses who is on the board. And right now, Republicans have control.
Wake County bus drivers with perfect attendance this summer can receive a pay bonus, an extra $300 a week. The school board is setting aside $1.1 million for the bonuses to cover the cost. If a driver has perfect attendance all summer, that's $2,000 extra dollars. The summer programs run from June 12th through the end of July. It is 4:38 now. Dozens showed up to Raleigh City Council meeting to weigh in on how the city should spend its money. One hot topic, how much the city should pay police officers. Hear both sides of the debate.
Plus, a cheerleader with special needs was left out of the school's yearbook cheer squad photo. We'll hear from the girl who says she was heartbroken and her mother who's looking for answers.
And this is a live look at Sanford this morning. It is a WRL weather alert day due to unhealthy air conditions. Elizabeth Gardner will tell us which areas will get the worst of the hazy skies from the Canadian wildfires.
Stay safe with the latest WRL weather alert day info. Get up to the minute weather and traffic conditions when you get in your car. In Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3. From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:42, and of course we have a WREL weather alert day today because of our air quality. It's code red north and west, and south and east it's a code orange. That means most of us should limit our time outside. The air quality may be slightly better south and east, but you know, just as a general rule today, you don't want to overdo it outside. We take a look at the moon. It looks incredible this morning. It's not full, but it is shaded with that smoke right now. So you can see skies are clear, but you can see sort of that smoky haze across the moon this morning. And once the sun comes up, it will look a lot like yesterday with the hazy conditions. It's 61 in Southern Pines, 57 in Irwin, 61 in South Hills. So it's a pleasant start this morning in terms of temperature. By the time the kids are getting off the school bus this afternoon, we're going to see some scattered showers. We'll walk through the timeline coming up.
And happening right now in the WREL Live Center, we are following some breaking news out of Rome this morning. The Pope is in the hospital having surgery on his intestine. Pope Francis will be hospitalized for several days. That's according to the Vatican. He did appear at his weekly general audience today. That was just a day after he went to the hospital for a checkup. But he did later go to the hospital to have that surgery on his intestine. Francis does have a very packed schedule coming up over the next couple of months. The Vatican actually released his itinerary yesterday for his visit to Portugal for World Youth Day. That's happening in August, and that appears to be still on this morning.
Thanks for that, Michelle. Also new this morning, a woman has been arrested after police say she shot and killed a mother of four in Florida. GKAJ Owens was shot and killed in her Ocala neighborhood Friday after knocking on a neighbor's door. Her family says the shooter, identified only as a 58-year-old white woman in police reports, had been harassing Owens' children. When Owens went to confront her neighbor about it, the shooter fired at her through the closed door.
My grandchildren's mother was shot and killed with her 9-year-old son standing next to her. She had no weapon. She posed no imminent threat to anyone.
Again, the identity of that neighbor arrested has not been released.
Raleigh residents shared what they thought about the city's $1.2 billion proposed budget. City Council heard a lot of concerns about homelessness and affordable housing at their meeting last night. People also spoke about the 5% pay raise for police and firefighters. The president of the Raleigh Police Protective Organization says it's a step in the right direction, while others said the city is already giving too much money to police.
We're working to learn how two people are doing after a crash caused a chemical spill in Raleigh. Both were taken to the hospital after a van and tractor trailer crashed on Falls of Neuse Road near I-540. Two other cars were caught up in that wreck. The van was carrying pool chemicals and ended up on its side. Crews spent hours cleaning up the mess, and the road reopened last night.
An infant lounger is being connected to two new desks since it was recalled nearly 2 months ago. Five on Your Side regularly warns you about dangerous baby products. This is one of them, the Boppy Newborn Lounger. The Consumer Product Safety Commission put out this new warning about the loungers yesterday. They were actually recalled in September 2021 because babies can suffocate when using it. Two deaths have been reported since that recall, bringing the total number of infant deaths connected to these loungers to 10. Officials say they continue to be sold on Facebook Marketplace, and the Consumer Product Safety Commission has repeatedly asked Facebook to take those listings down.
A Johnston County mother wants answers after she says her daughter with special needs was left out of the school yearbook. This is Abby Norris. She attends Virtual Academy but is a cheerleader at Clayton High School, which is her base school. Abby lives with osteogenesis imperfecta. It's a condition that makes her bones fragile. Abby's mother spoke only on WREL, saying she provided photos, including Abby and the cheerleading team, but they were not used in the yearbook.
One group picture is of everyone except for Abby with each individual cheerleader listed. So whoever turned this in had to have had knowledge of every cheerleader's name.
It was really discouraging. It was really heartbreaking.
Abby's mother tells WREL the person in charge of the yearbook has apologized and promised to give Abby her own page in it next year.
The French Open continues tomorrow at Roland Garros. You can watch the action here on WREL starting at 11 a.m. Our new news will air on Fox 50.
4:47 is the time right now, and as we take a look, yesterday, this is what the skyline looked like here at downtown Raleigh, right? You see the haze. You'd think this was August and we had some heat to deal with, but this was Canadian wildfire kind of smoke that we were dealing with yesterday. Much likely going to be worse today. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center. This is why we have a WRL Weather Alert Day, right?
Exactly. We do have a code red and a code orange, and it's been a long time since we've had a code red for this much of the state. It was back in 2012, so it is not something that we see very often. We tend to see poor air quality in the summertime when it's hot and humid and all that heat traps the pollution right here at the surface. But of course, that's not what's happening today. This is all from the wildfires in Canada. We have a northerly flow right now, so it's transporting that smoke into our area, and it's affecting folks all the way from Canada all the way down to the southeast, all up and down the east coast. So unhealthy here in red, and that includes a good chunk of the viewing area. That means that everybody should limit time outdoors. Doesn't mean you can't go outside. Doesn't mean you can't go about your daily business. But what you want to do is avoid a lot of strenuous exercise outside today. And then, of course, code orange is mainly for sensitive groups. And so that's going to be the children, the elderly, young children in particular, and then anybody with respiratory issues. That's going to be for the code orange. We're looking at a code orange again for Thursday and Friday. So this does continue. Today may end up being the worst day of it. And one of the reasons that we may end up seeing some better conditions for tomorrow is we're going to see a front coming through. That's going to help to settle some of the smoke out of the atmosphere. But let's take a look at our smoke right now. So this is a look at first thing this morning. You see the yellows and oranges. So that's a pretty high concentration potentially across North Carolina right now. That continues through lunchtime. But once that front comes through, you can sort of see some of that smoke dissipating a bit tonight and early tomorrow. But we're back into that northerly flow tomorrow, so we do get another push of smoke that comes in on Thursday. The intensity or the thickness of it doesn't look quite as much tomorrow as what we'll see today. But again, that front coming through today is going to help us out. So it's all about the wind direction. So here's our cold front. Our cold front, of course, slides southward. That's going to bring us some rain that should settle some of that smoke out of the atmosphere. But we continue to see that northerly flow behind the front. So this is Thursday morning, and you can see the blue arrows. You can see the blue color contour. So we still see that smoke being transported into our area for Thursday. Friday, the same story. So we have code orange for Thursday and Friday. But eventually, our wind starts to shift to southerly over the weekend. By Saturday evening, notice the red color contours. Now our air is coming out of the south, and that's going to stop the flow of the smoke coming into the area. So definitely things are looking better for us as we get into the weekend. Here's the front that's going to help to bring us some rain today. Notice even this morning up near the Virginia line, we have the potential for a few scattered showers. Yesterday, we had a level one risk for severe storms for some of our southern counties. That is no longer in place, but we are definitely looking at the potential for some rain and possibly an isolated thunderstorm as that travels south later on this evening. Now, check it out, that 7-day forecast. Again, WRA Weather Alert Day today for the risk of smoke, 81 for the high. We're fairly cool again for Thursday and Friday, and then we're looking at some warmer temperatures over the weekend with a chance of storms again on Sunday and Monday.
All this looks like something out of a sci-fi movie, but this sounds like it's out of a sci-fi movie. It's not. A former military official says the government is covering up the truth about aliens.
The top secret programs, he says, have been hidden from the American public. A military whistleblower says a top secret program is withholding alien spacecraft from the government. U.S. intelligence officials and Air Force veteran David Grush handed over extensive classified information to Congress. He says it exposes top secret programs that have retrieved and studied debris from alien spacecraft, which he says have been intentionally withheld from lawmakers and the American public. Some lawmakers agree the military and intelligence community need to be more transparent.
I think we should be open to hearing it and telling the American people as much as we possibly can.
I think people are ready to hear whatever's out there. Maybe it's a man-made aircraft. Maybe it's otherworldly. Stay tuned.
Are we ready for this? NASA is expected to release its final report on its UFO study by the end of July. Who else is out there?
Getting more weird, yeah. Mm-hmm. A new exhibit in the North Carolina Museum of Art features the work of costume designer Ruth E. Carter.
It is called Afrofuturism in Costume Design, with fashions worn by many famous actors and actresses, including Eddie Murphy and Angela Bassett. WRL's Ken Smith takes us inside.
These bold colors and striking designs represent the creativity of Ruth E. Carter, a two-time Oscar Award winner. Her work now attracts the growing interest of art museums.
I feel like a lot of museums lately have been thinking about fashion and design, and costuming is a part of that.
Maya Brooks, a curator at the North Carolina Museum of Art, says Carter's Afrofuturism offers a new approach to costume design.
So she's looking at fashion and technology and combining all of that to be this cultural expression.
From humble beginnings with this sewing machine, Carter went on to create high-tech designs seen in Black Panther films, including this gown on Angela Bassett.
Julia Corner is the 3D printmaker that worked with Ruth on this outfit. So the mantle and the crown are all 3D printed material.
This is my first time here, and it is just amazing.
Morgan Watkins brought students from Central Park School in Durham to see this display.
It really builds their confidence for how we can keep going and have more Ruthie Carters in the world.
Carter outfitted Eddie Murphy in a variety of roles.
There were hundreds of outfits just for Eddie Murphy.
These designs were meant for the silver screen and then simply stored away. Now at the State's Museum of Art, they receive their due honor.
And so to have this on display and to have families and groups of kids and parents and just people of all ages be able to engage with that and interact with all those details is amazing.
Ken Smith, WRL News.
Her designs truly works of art.
Eddie Murphy, lucky guy.
Coming up, a code red air quality alert is in effect for today. How the thick haze from wildfire smoke in Canada could affect your outdoor plans.
Plus, we're learning more about a shooting outside a high school graduation that left five injured. What we know about the victims and the suspect now in custody.